worship services begin 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal mid-Russian fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Ted Pike, and we're going to be talking about the hate legislation that they're trying to get through, simply a cover for government regulation of free speech, doing away with the First Amendment. I mean, nobody's in favor of hate, but certainly you can't necessarily have a federal piece of legislation that will control what people say. And this is the major danger of what we're talking about. And Ted is on the front lines of this, hoping that he's going to be able to prevent the president from going ahead and signing the legislation. They've wished this legislation through both houses of Congress, certainly the Southern Law Center, the other radical establishment organizations have pushed this through, bribed the congressman, you know, Mark Twain had said, there's really only one established criminal group in America, and that's Congress. And these people, 100 years ago, were taking bribes for their votes, and they're still doing it under one guise or another. And, of course, what we need to do is get back to the Constitution. America survived the Congress and the legislature because we had a Constitution that limited the things that they could do. That seems to have gone by the wayside, since most Americans don't even understand that most of what's done in Washington, D.C. is a violation of the very Constitution that our legislatures have sworn to uphold. And that's why Congressman Ron Paul is known as Dr. No. The vote will often be 434-1, and he's the one who's saying no because it's unconstitutional. Maybe we ought to hold people to the oath that they swore. Hi, Ted Pike. How are you this morning?
Well, pretty good. I'm full of fight, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, tell us what the current state of the legislation is, what the legislation will mean to our listeners if it is actually enacted, and the nightmare that lies ahead.
Well, as I have said many times on your program, we only have to look up to Canada to know where this federal hate crimes law or bill at the present time will be taking us if it is signed by President Barack Obama in September. In Canada, the federal hate crimes law now means that anyone, whether they're in the pulpit, whether they're on behind the microphone or even on the street corner, who criticizes federally protected groups, particularly homosexuals, will be considered a federal hate crime perpetrator. In Canada, the bottom line fine is about $5,000 for criticizing homosexuality on the radio or television or in print. And that's what's coming to America. This federal hate crime bill, once it's enacted, will very quickly broaden out from just a law meant to punish violent physical hate crimes in the states. But instead, under the auspices of federal and local judges who will legislate from the bench, they will broaden it out into a law against verbal violence, those cutting words, largely which may come from the Bible itself, which
is that actually in the legislation, or is that assumed that it will eventually be expanded?
Well, in Canada, what happened up there was the Anti-Defamation League, who is the architect of this legislation, and they proudly stated that just last month after the bill passed. What happened up there was that they persuaded the members of Parliament in 1971 to adopt a federal hate crimes law, saying that it would only give the government power to go after violent hate crimes in the provinces and speech inciting violent hate crimes and so on. But what happened was very quickly the provincial legislatures and judges and so on did exactly as I'm saying here. They broadened it out into a speech crime, a thought crime law for Canada. And we can be sure with the liberal justices in America, they will be going in the same direction.
All right, but what does the American legislation actually say for sure?
The American legislation is based on the 1968 federal hate crimes law, which was passed by Congress right after Martin Luther King was killed. And what Title 18, Section 2A says is that if anyone's speech influences the commission of a violent hate crime, that speaker, again in the pulpit, on talk radio, etc., will be tried as a principal in federal court along with the active offender. Now, as a result of a large amount of pressure, which we were able to bring on the Senate in particular, just in the days before hate bill passages, passage about 5 weeks ago, the Brownback Amendment was reluctantly admitted, adopted by the Senate, and that contains very specific claims in there that no pastor, no talk show host, etc., can be indicted for his speech unless it's immediately and vividly inciting a violence. So we have a certain protection against this 1968 law, which is the foundation of the hate law. But on the other hand, the broad momentum, the great thrust of this bill is to establish bias as very, very bad, and bias orientation laws running basically parallel with our traditional English legal system.
All right. What does the legislation actually say? Does it have to do with those who commit a crime, supposedly against somebody within these protective statutes?
Well,
is it deal with committing a crime rather than what people say?
What this does is it elevates bias and the thoughts and motivations of people as a powerful determiner of whether this is going to be just a run-of-the-mill, let's say, an assault or a bias-motivated assault. Now,
okay.
So what it does is it says that if there is any question on the local, on the state level, that an assault of some kind, let's say a violent assault, is bias-motivated because of sexual orientation or whether a person is a Muslim or black or whatever, then if there is bias, evidence of bias motivation, this legislation gives the federal government full rights to come in down to the state level without any kind of barriers, any restrictions on their ability to investigate, to arrest, to prosecute on the local level. And basically, of course, that's the definition of a police state, when there is no there are no barriers between federal and local law enforcement.
And I share your concern very much on that. There is no justification for the federal government to be involved in personal crimes, certainly matters of life, liberty, and property, according to our Constitution, were to be left to the states and to the people, never to the federal government. They can always find an excuse to come in. Who after their enemies will be right back.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
Well, Artie, Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Ted Pike, and we're talking about the so-called hate legislation. And, of course, the frightening thing is it will allow the federal government then to come down, if a crime has been committed, to actually come in there and influence this, because there may have been a thought of racial prejudice when the crime was committed, or certainly of animosity towards a homosexual when a crime was committed. How about immigrants? Are they included in one of these so-called protected groups, illegal immigrants?
Yes, certainly Latinos are given special federal protection under this bill. In fact, Senator Reid, right after the hate bill passed in the Senate, announced that particularly Latinos and Muslims will be given considerably higher rights and special protections and services by the federal government than the average citizen. In fact, I should also mention that Attorney General Eric Holder, in Senate testimony about 6 weeks ago in the Senate Judiciary, just really laid it out clearly. He said this bill is absolutely not a broad bill protecting all Americans from violent hate crimes on the statewide level, but rather this is a bill which gives special protections to homosexuals, Jews, blacks, Latinos, Muslims, above the American majority.
In other words, all people are not created equal. Certain people have more protection than others. Well, this is unfortunate. Now, where do we stand? The bill has passed the House, it's passed the Senate, and has it gone through the committee? Is it going to the president? What's going on?
Yes, it is headed for conference committee in September. That's conference between the House and the Senate to iron out any differences and present a final bill to be voted on by both the House and the Senate.
Can they take out the Brownback amendment?
That would include the Brownback amendment, but the Brownback amendment could be stripped off. Actually, the Brownback Amendment was introduced about 3 months earlier in the House Judiciary markup hearing and was rejected by the House as redundant, unnecessary. So we're going to have to put some pressure on these conferees in September to keep the Brownback Amendment. But what is encouraging me right now is the fact that there is all this town hall protest erupting throughout America. And I have actually, my wife and I made a 7.5-minute video in which we are actively encouraging those who come to these town hall meetings to include the hate bill issue in those issues which we are protesting, not just the health care reform, but we need to go after these senators and House members, particularly Democrats, on the local level, criticizing their passage of the hate bill and actually demanding that President Obama not sign it in the fall. And I know that seems like kind of a like wishful thinking that the bill could pass two houses of Congress, but the fact of the matter is that 2 years ago this same legislation passed both the House and the Senate, and yet due to infighting and discord among the Democratic ranks, it could not be finally voted on in the House and the Senate, and it failed. Collapsed the whole thing. The Democrats destroyed their own bill, and I believe that if we have enough pressure coming in from the American people, we actually might cause the same thing to happen this time around.
All right. Well, tell us then, what do you want our listeners to do?
Well, I have to give some more good news that will kind of give a tailwind to what I'm saying. The fact of the matter is that there is real rebellion and discord between the president and the Democratic leaders in Congress right now. And I'll tell you what's happening. which is very good news for us. Last week, Congressional Quarterly reported that Senator Daniel Inouye, who is the head of the Senate Appropriations Committee, and his House counterpart, which is Representative John Murtha of Pennsylvania, have both agreed that they are going to defy the president concerning a possible veto on the hate bill. And here's what here's what's happening. Earlier this spring, President Obama laid it down to the Democrats and to the Republicans in Congress. He said, I'm going to veto any any arms bill, any national defense bill, he said, that includes too much pork, too many unnecessary military expenditures. He said if it has provisions there for 7 to 12 extra F-22 Raptor fighters, he says, I'm going to veto the bill. He also said if the Congress wants to spend an extra $2 billion on F-35 engines, which is the newest fighter, an extra $2 billion on extra engines, he says, I will veto the hate bill arms bill also. Now, what has happened is last week, Murtha and Inouye very conspicuously made a statement that they are going to demand that the $2 billion be spent on extra F-35 engines. And this is really throwing down the gauntlet to the president and daring a presidential veto of the arms bill, again with the hate bill attached to it. Now, just last night on Yahoo News, it reports of Obama's hitting back at these two very influential members of Congress in his Phoenix speech. He declared that he's now thinking that this whole arms bill is antiquated, that it's formulated according to principles of the Cold War, possible Cold War conflict with the Russians on the plains of Europe, and not according to the present military realities, which are largely revealed in fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan. He's saying now that if there are many things in the arms bill that he doesn't like, and unless they severely trim down the pork, which could include not only the jet engines, but billions of dollars for new presidential helicopters and billions for new unnecessary cargo planes, he says he's going to veto the hate bill. And so what's happening
here... But that is assuming, can't they separate the hate bill from the arms bill?
No, they can't. They are joined together now like Siamese twins. That's what happened, at least in the Senate version. The House version is not that way. But if in conference between the House and the Senate in September, they do join the House version and the Senate version into a bill that includes all of this pork, Obama is fighting mad and he says he is going to veto it. Now, this is a tremendous window of opportunity, a light at the end of this dark tunnel. And I have some recommendations for people on how we can hasten this discord between the Democrats.
All right, you go right ahead. What are your suggestions, Ted? Because you're the theoretician on this battle.
Well, we need to, as I said, people need to come to truthtellers.org, which is our website. And at truthtellers.org, you can watch our latest 7.5-minute video, which will explain how we need to get into these town hall meetings in these last 2 months or 2 weeks or so of the summer recess and loudly begin to criticize the federal hate crimes bill there publicly, make it an issue. Let these Democrats on the local level and on the national level know that we will never forgive or forget if they do assign this hate bill into law. And in fact, I would like people to be faxing the president's office today and even repeatedly, even every day for the rest of this month, demanding that he not sign the federal hate crimes law bill in September. And unfortunately, their phone line has been discontinued, I understand, because of massive protest calling over the health care reform issue. But here is the the fax line. The fax line to the White House, and the number is 202-456-2470. 601. Again, that
once
fax
again,
number
what is
to the
it?
President is 202-456-2461. And here's what I suggest you tell him. Mr. President, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Again, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Now, your faxes will get through. They will register there as public protest against the signing of the hate bill. You see, what we want to do is make Obama less inclined to stand up for the hate bill, to defend it, and to honor his promise to sign it. If he views it largely as a political albatross around his neck, then he will be even more inclined to go ahead and veto the arms bill with the hate bill attached to it.
Well, the thing is that certainly he's got his hands full as far as his effort to pass the Kevorkian health bill. And, of course, they're trying to back out on that now. They're saying, well, maybe we consider not having a public health care bill, health care insurance program competing with private. And we're going to – there's certainly nothing in this bill that, says that we're going to start euthanizing people when they get elderly. So we're just going to take out the part about end-of-life counseling and the other things dealing with end-of-life issues. But there's nothing in there about end-of-life issues, but we're going to take it out anyway, to placate the public. Well, I mean, they may very well lose the health issue, and we need to keep the pressure up on it. I think this other issue on the hate legislation is a dangerous, dangerous precedent. If
well,
you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Ted. Our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But I think this is an important piece of legislation. Ted's been on the front lines for quite some time trying to get people to contact the Senate and trying to contact the Congress, and now, of course, trying to contact the President. What about the congressmen and the senators? Might not vote for the legislation when it goes through the committee?
Well, I think the House and the Senate have pretty well declared that the Democrats will vote for the hate crimes bill. I'm not actively calling for people to call their senators and House members right now. The main thing, I think, right now is to weaken the president's resolve to stand by his promise to actually sign the hate bill. And I think the most effective way to get to the Democrats in particular is out on their home turf, now their home for their recess, they're holding these town meetings. We need to have people make up signs, stop the hate bill signs and things like that, and even banners, and certainly to ask questions and criticize the hate bill in the town hall meetings. In fact, I have a recent email alert which is up at on our homepage at truthtellers.org. It's one article previously in which I have five excellent questions, objections which people can just read to the Democrats there at the home meetings in criticism of the hate bill. And we just need to get the kettle stirred up and the temperature rising, because the more pressure we can put on the Democrats and on the president, letting them know that the people hate the hate bill, then the more chance we have of them jettisoning the hate bill, abandoning it, along with the defense bill in September. It'll be an easy thing for the Democrats to revive a modified defense bill. But if that hate bill is cut off, it is dead. For all practical purposes, it's virtually dead in this Congress. So this is a unique opportunity at this last minute to save free speech in America.
And I think really what's so vitally important for people to understand is that the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all of these establishment-funded organizations really want to gut the Constitution and allow the federal government to interfere with local prosecution. This is basically another attack on the Constitution. These people hate the Constitution. because they hate America and freedom, and they're simply being used as tools to allow a massive expansion of federal control over every aspect of our lives, which is, of course, part and parcel of this move towards a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. And it was only the Constitution that has limited the power of the government over the lives of the people. Do you really care? Are you going to help Ted? Oh, we'll be back in just a moment here. Give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Ford, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Ted Pike. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Pike, for Ted, this is the time to call. Ted, once again, I want you to get out your website.
Yes, my website is www.truthtellers.org. And we are the preeminent world website on education concerning the theory and doctrines and abuses of hate crimes laws throughout the world. And we have lots and lots, hundreds of articles having to do with everything concerning hate laws, and lots of videos. We have 10-minute videos up, about 7 or 8 of them now on our homepage, and you can click on there and be get a very, very quick and concise education on the danger that hate laws pose to America.
So I think that we certainly need to be well aware of the fact that the Constitution, freedom is under attack. There are these well-funded organizations, ADL, at a defamation league, certainly the Southern Poverty, whatever it is, the law conference, something of the sort, and they're all funded by the establishment, and the establishment wants the dictatorship in America. They realize if you can circumvent the Constitution, first of all, they're sure that certainly this is never taught in school. The American people have been convinced by lies told by the media for generations that America is a democracy. It is not. There is not one mention of democracy in any of the state constitutions, the federal constitution, not one word. And the only thing in the Federalist Papers that says about democracy is we do not want a democracy, we want a republic, or we want a nation of laws, not a nation where you've got a group of congressmen that can be bought and sold at will by the lobbyists and by favors and by promises of rewards afterwards, or $1 billion here or $1 billion there in gifts to them. And believe me, most congressmen go to Congress very poor and end up being very, very wealthy. And some of them are very wealthy, and they end up being extremely wealthy. Like, certainly like Congressman Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, he had to borrow money to get back to Washington, D.C. when he went to Congress, and when he returned from Washington, D.C. to Texas, why, he was one of the richest men in Texas. And when he left the presidency, how did that happen on a congressman's salary? Ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, do you honestly believe that that could have happened without, of course, payoffs for services done to the establishment? Well, this is the big problem we face today, and we've got to get back to the Constitution. And the hate bill is unconstitutional. Has anybody brought that up, Ted?
Well, very much so. We had wonderful argumentation among a number of Republican House members about 3 months ago in the House Judiciary Markup hearing. Representative King, Representative Kyle, excuse me, Gohmert, and others came to the fore and fought like bearcats trying to add amendments to the hate bill in the judiciary markup. These amendments were all rejected. But the lack of constitutionality is a fundamental argument against the hate bill. It violates, as I've just mentioned in this broadcast, it violates the 14th Amendment, which forbids giving special federal protections and rights and services to any one particular group. It violates the 10th Amendment, which delegates generous rights to the states, largely in law enforcement, that the government can't violate. And it also will violate the First Amendment as it broadens out into a speech crime law in America. Our founding fathers empowered and guarded us with many, many checks and balances in this Republican, not Democratic, but Republican system of government you're talking about. But the thing about hate laws is that they are completely without those checks and balances. They are predicated, they're based upon the idea that bias is very, very bad. Having prejudice against groups or religions or doctrines is very, very bad. We should be very open-minded and accepting of all divergent points of view, except perhaps Christianity and Christian conservative values. But the whole idea is that bias is very, very bad. It should have triple penalties against it on the federal level. And as a result, a bias orientation being so obscure and subjective is basically the foundation on this legislation, which means that it's wide open for abuse, for broadening out, according to the discretion of federal judges, liberal judges, who will be receiving cases and making judgments according to those.
Okay, well, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in?
This is Bob.
Hi, do you have a question or comment, Bob?
Well, I have a comment. Just keep it short and sweet. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. That ought to be the response of every time they bring this thing up. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. And they need to know what the definition of the word no is. So that's my comment.
Well, they don't know what no means.
They do what they want.
Sure. Well, the thing is that they don't believe in the Constitution, and they ought to be certainly retired, and we ought to take away their pensions and put them in prison for violating the oath that they've sworn to uphold the Constitution. And they could twist the words all they want to. It's pretty obvious what the Constitution says. You're right.
And if
we will make no law respecting an establishment of religion or the free practice
of freedom of speech. If any jackboot comes at you with a gun pointing in your face saying you violated the federal law, you just tell them that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, and you are aiding and abetting treasonous people in the government.
We've got to teach people about the Constitution.
Yeah, it's necessary that we, that the society at large realize something about the First Amendment. The First Amendment was purposely vague in allowing all forms of imperfect speech in America, abrasive speech, uncouth speech, politically incorrect speech. And I kind of view the American, the fringe around the American flag as symbolic of the protection of the First Amendment of all fringe elements of speech in every period in American history. The First Amendment is not just protecting nice and gentle and polite and complimentary speech. It's made for roughshod critics, maybe something like these town hall protesters who are protesting in sometimes a very unpleasant way. Now, the Constitution and the First Amendment don't protect lies, and they do forbid libel and slander. They do not protect vivid and immediate incitement to violence, such as urging to riot and advocating immediate violence upon people. But we have to realize that in America, we have got to stand up for the rights people to even use racial slurs and the N-word and things like that without having to go to jail for months at a time. Now, on the local level, on the county level, on the statewide level, all around America, what is happening today is that local magistrates are sending people to prison for months for simply using a racial slur, and that is not the American way.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Ted Pike, and welcome your calls at 877-254-7524.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Burford, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning is certainly is Ted Pike. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience, if you have a question, give us a call. Is Bob still there? I guess Bob dropped off. Anyway, I think that Bob is absolutely right. This is an infringement on the First Amendment of the Constitution. And the federal government has no right to come down and prosecute crime at the local level, especially because this legislation will protect pedophiles from being criticized. It'll protect homosexuals, and I don't believe in being mean or nasty to any group. In fact, I think that we have an obligation to tell homosexuals what they do is certainly unhealthy, and of course it's in violation of God's law. But then, of course, so is adultery, and so is heterosexual promiscuity, and we should certainly speak out against all of those things. And when you begin having federal legislation, you know, that's going to protect people, any group, I mean, if we're going to have a protection for adulterers, I mean, we shouldn't be criticizing people who commit adultery. How about the politicians who commit adultery? Should we then be able to protect the senators who are homosexuals? You remember Senator Craig who was soliciting sex in the bathroom? Why we would be, of course, potentially, you know, endangering our lives and certainly our fortunes if we were to criticize Senator Craig for soliciting sex. Isn't it interesting? The Senate doesn't seem to bother having immoral people there. You would think he might have been censored by the Senate, but of course he wouldn't want to hurt his feelings. Well, go right ahead, Ted. I mean, what we have is an absurd situation.
You see, we have various levels of loss of our free speech rights that are going on. We have, of course, 45 U.S. states now have adopted a state hate law at the insistence of the Anti-Defamation League. I mentioned earlier how that after the federal hate bill was passed, the ADL made a public announcement to basically congratulating itself for originating the whole idea of hate laws and persuading 45 U.S. states to adopt their model anti-hate law. And they're also taking credit for being the leader of promoting the federal hate crimes bill, which was passed about 5 weeks ago in the Senate. But what's happening is that ADL is convincing society at large through tremendously effective educational programs. Their No Place for Hate program, the World of Difference program, and so on, are saturating our public schools, our local magistrates, police departments, etc., with this idea that any kind of speech, any biased speech, which of course proceeds out of biased thoughts, is very, very bad, and if it precipitates some kind of a violent crime or even a property crime, it should be receive triple penalties. And what's happening is our society is buying into this idea that one word, if in a moment of anger you use a racial slur against a person, then it's very just, it's very right that you should go off to prison for at least several months, if not years. In fact, back in Idaho about 5 years ago, a man used a racial slur against a referee in a football game, and he was facing 5 years in prison for using the N-word. One use of the N-word in against this referee, he was facing 5 years under the Idaho ADL hate law. Now that's obscene. And the thing that was so remarkable about that was that the public thought that was great. They thought that was very fitting that man should languish in jail for 5 years. Just here in the Portland, Oregon area where I'm from, there was a man several months ago who used a racial slur against the county commissioner. He was sentenced to 2 months in prison by the Vancouver the justice system in Vancouver, Washington. That kind of thing is happening everywhere in the United States, and we must protest that because, you know, the Bible says it's a great sin and an abomination to make a man an offender for one word. And yet that's exactly what's happening in the United States. If somebody makes some kind of a racial epithet, even in a moment of anger, it's viewed by society now as an almost unforgivable crime.
Well, but of course the blacks use the N-word all the time about one another. I mean,
This administration is essentially hypocritical. It's not the American way. Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, stated very clearly before the Senate Judiciary Committee about 2 months ago, and we have a video at truthtellers.org with clips of this, and Holder said that he could find no example, not one example on the state level where states are not adequately enforcing the law against any kind of violent hate crime. So this legislation is entirely redundant. It's unnecessary. The states are adequately enforcing the law, maybe even excessively enforcing the law against any kind of bias-motivated crime. This is entirely manufactured, concocted legislation to further a political and even a religious agenda of the ADL against Christian conservatives.
Well, I think what you have to really understand is that there's an organized effort being financed by a powerful elite that wants to centralize all power in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
I mean, I first became aware of this back in about 1963, and we still have it. If anybody would like to see it, it was the Communist publication, and it listed what the Communists worked for, and it was a federal law for divorce. It was a federal law for education. It was a federal law, and it was centralizing everything in Washington, D.C. I listed about 20 federal laws that the Communists were supposed to work for, and I said to myself, why in heaven's name are the Communists trying to centralize all power in Washington, D.C.? And then, of course, as time went by, we realized, of course, the Communist movement in America was being financed by this same group of very wealthy people who were financing the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. All of them are certainly intent upon an all-powerful federal government. And people don't understand that you can never trust the government. That government governs the best, it governs the least. That is what our founding fathers believed. Unfortunately, they never teach that in school today. And it takes our children usually 20 or 30 years after they get out of school to learn to fear the government as much as our founding fathers did. Ted, we've only got about 30 seconds for you to wrap up the program. We're out of time. Hey, thanks for coming, and we'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Dr.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Feed Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Doctor. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning with Ted Pike, but you must understand this is all about dictatorship. There is an elite group that runs America, and that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or get the DVD. And if you can't afford the DVD, go to our website. You can see it posted there under videos, and simply scroll down to Brotherhood of Darkness and watch the talk. And then hopefully you will begin to understand what energizes this movement towards a dictatorship in America and the coming world government. Well, you need to get, of course, my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that, if you can afford, but at least get the talk. And then, of course, the talk on the financial Armageddon. And he will tell you who Barack Obama really is. And you're not going to hear this from other sources, but we simply tell you what the Luciferians say about Barack Obama in the financial Armageddon. So we recommend those three talks, and certainly the books or syllabuses that goes with that. The new DVD we have with Pat Wood on the Trilateral Commission, and it goes into how they created this whole financial collapse. They knew exactly what they were doing. Why? Because they want to destroy our economy, because they want to impoverish the American people, because they want to transfer our jobs and manufacturing and wealth overseas. And that's included in the Earth Charter. And if you don't have a copy and you get any of our other items, just ask for a copy of the Earth Charter. And if you want to know who's really running the world, ask for the little pamphlet put out by the Luciferians on the spiritual hierarchy. The spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. These are not my words. These are their words. The last thing the controlled media wants you to know. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV. War. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, you can watch our videos there free of charge. We have all sorts of links to, I think, important YouTubes. We want you to watch Building 7 come down repeatedly, and I realize when Building 7 came down on September 11th, it was a controlled demolition. Gee, how did Osama bin Laden get those explosives into Building 7 to bring it down? Or maybe Osama bin Laden didn't bring down Building 7. Maybe somebody else brought it down. If they did, then everything else we've learned about what happened that day is a lie. Well, certainly, we hope that you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and certainly you can read our newsletters, you can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day on the Internet link. And then, of course, encourage others to listen. We've got to educate the public, and you've got to do it. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will seriously consider helping Radio Liberty as we reach out every week to over 60 outlets. And believe me, it's an expensive proposition to do that, but we think it's vitally important. Time is short. There are those people who want to wreck the American economy so they can force us into the one world government. They talk about trying to solve the problems. They're not trying to solve the problems. They're trying to increase the problems. They want to collapse the economy. They're doing everything they can to prevent the banks from lending. That's why they're paying the banks, small banks, interest on the money deposited with the Federal Reserve for the first time in history. Why? So the banks won't have any money to lend, so that the whole economy will dragged to a halt. This is exactly what happened in 1837 under Andrew Jackson. That's why you should read my May and June newsletters and soon the July newsletters. And, well, we're out of time. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Dan
Jenny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get two master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapahoe and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 4112 South Parker Road in Aurora, or call 303-680-8725. Oh, one more thing. I've known Cheryl for over...